Hello, it's Lisa Leong. I'm filling in for Jacinta Parsons on the afternoon show on Radio Melbourne. Today on the program, we spoke with a university student who set himself a challenge, and it was to visit every single Melbourne Metro station in one day.
Lisa Leong on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
It was Leo Whitehead's challenge with a friend to travel the entire metro train network in one day. Leo, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, I've got to ask you, it sounds like a logistical nightmare to actually try and get through every station in every Melbourne suburb. So tell me, how long did this take to plan?
Well, it's been in the works for a while. This was actually our second attempt at doing this. I think we first tried to do this over a year ago now, at the end of year 12 when we had quite a long break and too much time on our hands.
And what happened the first time, which made it a fail?
The last time, the way we planned the route, we didn't give enough leeway between connections. And yeah. I think about 16 hours in, we missed a train.
No.
And that caused a cascading error that would have, resulted in us, not being able to finish. So we kind of called it there.
So I like how you've called it a cascading error. So you sound like you know what you're doing. How did the challenge come about, Leo?
I think what happened was we were having, lunch in a cafe. It was raining. We were waiting for a tram and we were just discussing the unreliability of public transport. And I think for some reason we were discussing, programming stuff around public transport as well at the same time. And so somehow the topic of, logistical challenges relating to transport and whether it would be possible to travel to every station came up. And so we did some, kind of rough, back of the napkin calculations and figured out, well, this is in the realm of possibility. Maybe
right.
This should be something we could look into. And, about a month later, we had a go. It didn't work. But then just last weekend, we had another go and it worked.
And can you give me some insight into that logistical planning? Like, what did you need to calculate in order to make this possible?
Right. Well, we just needed to find the most optimal kind of series of transfers and routes to take.
Yeah.
Because I did this with my friend Patrick. He couldn't make it here today, but this was a very team effort. I wasn't like the ringleader here or anything. But so Patrick studies mathematics. I study computer science, and so from the offset, we wanted to try and make this we wanted to optimize this with computers and algorithms as much as possible. We wanted to treat it like an optimization kind of problem. And so the first thing we wanted to do is we wanted to try and map it out in a way that a computer can understand, read some academia and research in the field to see if there's any relevant ways we could use to solve it. We found actually a paper that described the exact problem we were trying to solve.
Really?
Unfortunately, yeah, but unfortunately, it was a very kind of idealized situation. In practice, the Melbourne train network is a lot more complicated and its difficulties kind of scales exponentially. So it became almost impossible to actually implement. So in the end, we did quite a lot of it manually. I did some basic heuristics and some base stuff, and I tried to find some kind of shortcuts using some algorithms, but in the end, did a lot of it manually.
And did you have to factor in things like bus substitutes and missing trains, like what happened the first time when you failed?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we had a better opportunity for it the first time, because the first time there weren't actually any bus substitutions. We kind of, because if you go to the PTV website, they list all the substitutions and all the days. And that was the one day that there were no substitutions. Unfortunately, given our time period and all the level crossing removals, there wasn't any single day that had no substitutions. But I think the day we went was the best possible day we could have gone.
And there were some pretty hairy moments, I know, because I saw your Twitter feed. Can you describe one hairy moment for us?
A particularly hairy moment? I'm trying to think.
May have involved buses and missing trains.
At the very end when, it was, close to midnight. It was stressful at this point. But we'd gotten to Newport. We'd just finished the Werribee line and we'd kind of gone to all the stations. And by about 20 seconds, we missed a replacement bus that was going down to Williamstown.
No, they didn't want to stop for you at midnight.
No, unfortunately.
Oh,
the next bus. And then the next bus came 20 minutes later. Then when I got to the end of the line, you know, and we stuck on the bus and waited for it to go back, it took another 17 minutes, which was longer than we were anticipating, which meant that after that, the next trains we were catching to Flinders Street and then down to Sandringham, we had to wait probably over an hour for all of them. So it took a lot longer than we were anticipating.
And we're speaking with Leo Whitehead, who's studying computer science at Monash, and we're talking about a personal challenge. And the personal challenge that he and his friend set themselves was to reach every single train station in Melbourne in a day. It took them 20 hours, 41 minutes and 14 seconds. What were you doing on the trains all this time, Leo?
I don't know. Well, Pat was reading. I brought my laptop. I was working on stuff. I was actually quite productive. I just brought a bunch of battery banks and just, you know, went about my normal life, which as a computer scientist is mostly sitting in front of a computer.
And was it boring at all?
Yeah, it did get a bit tedious. I think it was the, honestly, one of the longest days I think I could remember sitting through. It was just monotonous. I mean, it was... I mean, it was rewarding to get it done in the end, but by the end of it, we were just pretty sick of the entire ordeal.
You mentioned there was an academic paper which looked into this. Are you thinking about potentially doing the same thing with your findings, Leo?
Possibly. Well, this isn't really a groundbreaking topic of research. I think a lot of academics have looked at this already. I think the problem is the only difference is this is in practice, things are a lot more messy than things are on paper. And so I think, you know, looking at, you know, ways to kind of simplify, like, you know, we did try to simplify things as much as possible before we ran algorithms. And so that could be something worth looking into, something worth discussing how we went about doing it.
Well, very often academic life stays in academia, and I quite like the messiness of your experiment, Leo.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, they like to think of everything as being, you know, optimizable by computers and very idealistic. But the other difficulty of this logistics is that there is unpredictability. There's going to be a train that comes a bit late or a bit early, or a bus that, you know, doesn't turn up or something. And so, you know, one of the reasons, and so in the end, we had to do quite a bit of it, you know, on the spot. And so we had a route planned out pretty well beforehand, but on the spot, we had to make quite a few deviations based on disruptions and replacements.
And so, Leo, reflecting on this experience, what have you learnt about yourself?
I've learnt that I'm not really much of a train enthusiast. It was quite monotonous sitting on top of it.
Now you really know.
Yeah, I do. Although it's annoying because whenever I tell everyone about what we've done, they just assume, oh, I'm a train nutter or a train spotter and stuff, which is, to be fair, quite understandable. Like, I probably would assume the same thing if someone told me that kind of story.
And you don't think that you will become a train enthusiast, it sounds?
No, I don't think so. This was a logistical problem, not a train-related, you know, enthusiasm-related thing.
So have you got the taste for personal challenges, though, Leo? Do you think you'll do another one in due course?
Oh, yeah, I will think about it. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm probably a bit off trains for the time being. I might look at it again, but that kind of personal challenges is quite interesting.
Excellent.
Like, I heard, I believe in 2025 when they finish some of the new train lines around the construction, it might be worth doing again, or maybe someone will beat me to it. Who knows?
Great. Well, congratulations again, Leo.
Thank you very much.
Leo Whitehead, a Monash University student who travelled the entire Metro train network in 20 hours with his friend Patrick Grave.